I want you to know, any program that you ever see that is organized or conducted by Right Selection is going to be a rock and roll outstanding event. They are 100% committed to bringing you value, to helping you be successful. So if you see my name, I look forward to seeing you there. But if you see the name of Right Selection, you can count on whomever it is that they're bringing in to bring you great value. You should go.
Hi, I'm Dave Crane. Welcome back to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Now, if you're interested in what your customers think and you're worried about what they might say about you behind your back, you've got to watch this show. It's all about customer service, and I'm going to be talking to one of the world's leading experts, Ron Kaufman, about what you need to know about turbocharging your brand online, offline, and to make all your customers love what you do.
Hi, I'm Dave Crane.
And I'm Ron Kaufman, and welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
You are the expert. I can't think of another expert on the same level in terms of customer service. But here we are in Dubai, and the customer service, I hate to use the phrase, sucks in loads of different places. Why do people get it so wrong?
Well, you have to understand that service is something that in any business is intended to create value.
Okay.
So is selling a product. So is arranging for a delivery. Service is taking action to create value for somebody else. If you're working in a highly competitive, transactionally oriented environment with people who come out of a culture who are looking for just low price, low price, low price, they may not yet understand what is the value of committing to giving a better service experience. That won't last.
So what we're saying is it's a very young culture, and so customer service is something that comes after best price.
Yeah, it's a young culture, but on the other hand, it's also a very old culture. And it's an old culture of what? The bazaar, the market, right? Dubai is a center for trade. There's the creek. You have the camel trains that are going in and out. And when you're haggling with somebody, it's not over how good is the service, it's how low is the price. Well, that history lives in the background, okay? So does the history of Dubai as a place where people come to work, but they don't really live here. They come to work here, they want to make some money here, and then go back home or send money back home, right? So it looks like it's all about the money. But Dubai doesn't exist in a vacuum. When you look at what's happened in the world today, you have cities that are rocketing up in terms of attracting talent, attracting shoppers, attracting conventions, attracting overseas businesses, attracting intelligentsia, expats, people who will help the economy to grow, tell people's livelihoods grow. And so Dubai is no longer operating in isolation. It's operating in a global climate where they're competing against Singapore and New York and Hong Kong and Bangkok and Zurich and Vancouver and you name it.
So, as a foremost expert, and you travel around the world teaching people about customer service, do you think that customer service has taken a dive in the new difficult economy, or do you think it's a battleground that people really need to pay attention to?
Oh, I don't think it's taken a dive at all. In fact, the companies that are succeeding, that are today building the brands that will endure in the future, are doing exactly what I said is the definition of service, taking action to create value for someone else. Now, in our world today, the product value has been commoditized. You can get it online, you can get it across the street, you can get it next door, you can get it cheaper, wait 2 weeks, it'll be cheaper still, right? So then, the experience of deciding what to buy, the experience of actually buying it, of now that I've got it, how do I use it, of how do I support it, how do I upgrade it, how do I backwards compatibilize it, etc. Those kinds of things will all add more value. Those kinds of things are service. Those kinds of things will cause people to keep coming back.
In a world where we're more interested in social media as a way of reaching and engaging our customers, that's a whole new area in terms of customer service. It's not so much about one-to-ones, it's about one-to-many. Do you think that there's a danger of losing your customers because we're so used to bland emails or because it's difficult to gauge what the relationship is with the customer?
Well, you've opened this huge area of social media, and it really is two-way and then two-way in both directions, right? So if I'm a company, then I want to use social media to be able to listen to what my customers are saying, right, and be able to respond to them. But I also want to encourage my customers to use social media to communicate positively about me. So right off the top, we can see that it's not an option any longer. It's something that everybody really needs to pay strong attention to. Companies that are doing it very well are letting people know, we are listening to you in social media. Please talk to us that way, we're willing to talk back. And they're making the effort to say, if you like us, please share about us with other people in social media. So the power has really migrated from the company to the customer, and we have to be attentive to that, because one upset, one angry, one vocal customer can create more damage to a brand today than ever before. So then the commitment to at least a minimum service level has to be there, and everybody in the organization has to understand why we're committed to that. And then comes the big challenge, which is, how do you build a culture inside an organization? Or, as you mentioned for Dubai, how does Dubai create a culture inside an entire city that's committed to an uplifting service experience? That's what I teach about today. That's why I'm so busy all over the world.
Absolutely. It's a real difficulty, and it's also an opportunity, when the slightest criticism online can really lift or break your product. People now buy things about referrals. They put it out to Facebook, which phone do you recommend? And people buy it because their friends say so.
Facebook, TripAdvisor, Yelp, Amazon.com, customer reviews, 5-star, people are looking there. Now, that's a real benefit, because if you are giving a good service experience, you don't have to spend as much on marketing. In fact, your marketing spend is probably not as effective as it used to be anyway, because people will actually be out there saying real word of mouth about you. But the opposite is also true. If you mess it up and you recover, if you mess it up and you bounce back up, that story is like, you know, when Rocky gets knocked down, or is going, come on, get off the mat, you know, that's the story that ends up becoming the big superstar story. So when something goes wrong, it's important that companies understand it's a huge opportunity to build your brand by putting in an extra level of effort to make sure that things go right.
But that's one of the biggest fears, especially for corporates who have so long controlled every element of PR, every element of marketing, and basically it's always been a one-way conversation. They now have to listen to customers, and they have to react quickly, because it can't be a committee that brings out a policy. It's going to be somebody they trust to speak on their behalf.
And that needs to be every person who's right there at the point of contact. Right? It can't just be the PR team, the marketing committee, the executive group. It's too late. Right? You need that person who's right there at the front line to understand the culture of our organization is committed to giving an uplifting service experience. If a customer, through no fault of their own, or through the fault of their own, has some inadvertent negative situation, but we recognize they're not trying to take advantage of us, most of them aren't, they're just having a problem, right? I don't want to have to escalate this to my supervisor, to my manager, to get approval. By then it's too late. If that frontline service provider has been educated to understand the power of these recovery situations, if he knows or she knows that his or her supervisor will back him up, and so will the manager, then that person is going to be willing to take the risk, try something new, do the right thing. It may cost the company a little bit, but the value of that bounce, when the person goes, wow, I can't believe what XYZ company did for me, you can't pay for that kind of advertising credibility.
But then we're talking about effectively what Stephen Covey was saying with the knowledge worker. You've got to empower every single person in your company to be your company.
Now, you use an interesting word when you say to empower.
Yeah.
Right? People go, oh yeah, we want to empower. But why do people not empower their staff?
Because they're scared.
Exactly.
They'll mess it up.
They're scared that they're going to mess it up. Now, if you could be 100% sure that those frontline people would make a good decision, would you gladly empower them?
Of course
you would. But how can you be 100% sure? You have to enable them. So if you sufficiently enable them with education, training, mentoring, coaching, on-the-job support, in other words, if you as the manager who would like to empower them, if I could trust them, would also take responsibility for enabling them, that you cannot decouple these two. You can't say, well, I'd like to empower them, but not take responsibility for the enabling. So what is it that enables somebody to know what to do? One is education and training, but the other is you've got to build a culture around people. So you're recruiting the right people, you're orienting them well, you're communicating to them constantly about customers and what you value and your commitment, you're giving them the recognition and the rewards that they deserve, you're bringing in the voice of the customer. This is what I call the 12 building blocks of uplifting service. And of course, the book that I wrote, Uplifting Service, is all about how do you build a culture of uplifting service so that everyone who works in the organization, and ultimately everybody who's even a customer, knows the culture that you're committed to and helps to make it stronger.
For big companies, obviously there's a lot of soul searching from the very top down to enable their staff to start empowering and representing the company.
Yes.
For smaller companies, they have a different dilemma because you now have to worry about customer service in a way that possibly you didn't when you're a plumber or when you're, when you were doing a single job. Now, everybody will recommend you, but they won't if you messed up once. How can a small business or even an entrepreneur manage his customer service to be as effective as the big guys?
Well, actually, I think the little guys have got a leg up in this situation because the big guys are going to be using massive amounts of technology and focusing on standardization. And then you want to build a culture that allows the person at the front line to do the personalization, right? Whereas a small company can do a lot more personalization and can actually win business based on an intimate understanding of what each customer actually appreciates and values. Let me give you an example. Let's say you run a small restaurant. You're not McDonald's, you're a small restaurant, right? But one person comes in and is actually a business person negotiating a deal with their client. What do they want? A quiet table. The very next person comes in, they're actually tourists. They've never been in town before, they want to talk about everything, they want to know where to go after lunch and how is this food cooked and where is it from. The very next people who come in, they're on a date. They want that lovely table over in the corner and they want a certain kind of service. The next person who comes in is a family, woman's got kids. Well, at the McDonald's, they're all gonna get the same treatment, right? Which is not bad. That is what McDonald's promises, a good, consistent, fast, friendly, reliable type of service. But that smaller outlet is actually gonna be able to be more responsive in a personalized way and take action that creates the right value for someone else. That customer, that customer, that customer, that customer. Those will not only come back, but they will be the ones who recommend.
So ideally, we're talking about the smaller the business and the less of the chain between the decision maker and the customer, you can adapt better so you've got better control over what people are going to be saying about your business.
And it's not just control at that last point of delivery, but actually the people who provide the service. You know, so if you're the plumber and you can say to the person, well, what's the most convenient hour for you for me to be able to show up and make that work for you? Right? Or, gee, I noticed that, you know, we could replace this part, but this is the one that's going to go next. And so here's what you should look out for, so that in case it occurs, give me a call. I'll need about a week to order the part, you know, right? So I can anticipatorily already create my next piece of business. But that's a level of intimacy that the small guy can create. The big guys, yeah, they can structure it into the system, but you see what I'm saying, right? Yeah, you got more, it's like you. The work that you do when you work with your clients, it's on a very intimate level. You're not saying, here I am with the standard program.
Yeah.
You're there saying, what's your brand? How do we turbocharge your brand? And then you can bring the same tool set, but you do it in a very intimate way.
Interesting stuff, isn't it? And that's only half of it. Part two is coming up next, where I get a chance to ask Ron all the tough questions that you've ever wanted to know. What do you do next? How can you improve what you already are doing so much to? And what might you be missing? We'll find out on the next episode, part two of the interview with Ron Kaufman on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.